Well, this 1,000-year reign actually comes from Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 3. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read the passage. It says, "And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. He threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations anymore until 1,000 years were ended." After that, he must be set free for a short time. And that can be a question for another time as to why is he set free again. But
yeah,
why is this allowed? Like, why is Satan bound for 1,000 years and why is Jesus on earth for 1,000 years? Well, God obviously has a purpose beyond our understanding. But one thing is clear. During this 1,000 years, Satan is bound. His power is, of course, diminished over the entire face of the earth. This is a period in time for 1,000 years where Jesus is going to reign a peaceful kingdom over the earth. And that's going to be, like, amazing. I mean, like, we think of all the war and the famines and everything that happens. When Jesus comes, 1,000 years of peace.
You know what's so interesting, though? And then after that, when the serpent is released, well, when Satan is released, rather, for a certain amount of time,
yep.
Isn't there going to be opportunity for people to join him as well?
Yeah, that's the crazy part. After 1,000 years of peace,
you know what I'm saying?
People are still going to be like, oh, wait, here's the deceiver, here's Satan. Let's join him and fight God.
Well, I guess deception, but that's the thing about deception. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It goes against sound thought.
Yeah, it'll be mind-blowing to see, you know, why people will still, after 1,000 years of Jesus' peaceful reign on the earth, Satan will be released and he'll be like, yeah, come fight with me and let's fight God. And
now
and they're going to join him.
And here's a crazy thought. So I would never suggest that we would make that decision.
Right.
But we will probably have the choice.
Yeah. I would think so. Yeah, if we're still here on the earth. Well, here's the thing. I mean, like,
it just opened it up.
It depends upon, this whole thing about when the rapture happens and everything. I mean, like, I'm of the belief that the rapture happens before all this. So Christians, you know, at this point, they're gone from the equation. The ones that are on earth at this time, these are the ones that have lived through, like, say, the tribulation period.
And survived it. And,
yeah. You know, and they're still on the earth. And so these people, they still have a choice. And they can still choose, you know, I'm going to serve Jesus or I'm going to serve the enemy.
Yeah.
And even during that 1,000 years, that choice is going to be there. You know, even though Jesus is reigning peacefully, that choice is still going to be there, which is why at the end of 1,000 years, when Satan comes out, people are going to be like, yeah, that 1,000 years, no, I can do better. You know,
some people, I tell you,
some people, they're never satisfied.
It's so interesting, though, talking about, I feel like we can do an entire show, like, just dedicated to even, like, one chapter in Revelation, to think that's literally going to happen on the earth we are on right now.
Yeah.
Like, that in itself blows my mind, but I'm going to get in trouble for talking too long, so.